Good morning and welcome to Local Business Focus. I'm Sally Barker. Joining us on the show today is Monica Kaur from MKS Property Investments and Developments, proud station sponsor. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning.
Now today you are going to educate us on how we can create wealth through property development on a long-term plan. Now most people don't like to think long-term, so can you tell us what we can do in this area?
Oh, okay. If you are using cash to buy a block of land, so you need to know upfront what are the R codes. You need to go to the council and check what you can and can't do on that block of land, and you make full use of the land, like what's the setback and how many units you can put. So upfront you need to see someone who can do a good full feasibility studies on the cost of the land you're buying, your construction and the outcome.
So we're talking about developing on vacant land. How about if we're talking about existing dwellings?
Existing dwelling, if the R code is changed, example, if you got a house, an old house, which was previously on R25, meaning that you can just build one house, and all of a sudden, after a few years, the council decide to rezone that place for R60. If your block of land is about 1,000 square meter, you can easily put 7 units. So it depends on the council when they change the R codes. So you take advantage of the R code and make best use of the land.
So how can we make best use of the land?
Best use of the land is to do your due diligence, is to get a surveyor and a town planner to give you the advice and to check with the council of what they can and can't do. And that's where you, once you know those information, then you can start taking directions what you need to do.
So if we're looking at a long-term plan, where would you start? What would you suggest people start to put down?
All right. If someone wanted to do short-term, they can, example, if the R code is changed, they can just buy the land, build the 12 units and get out of it, depending on the time frame, 2 years or 3 years. And if they duplicate that for long-term using their super and let their super funds keep growing on property development, so they will have money on a long-term on that basis. So you need to duplicate, and you yourself must decide whether you want a short-term and get out of it, out of one project, because the money is so good, you just want to keep going.
Right. So you mentioned super there. How does that work?
You have to self-manage your super. So you've got to see an accountant and set that up as a company, and then you can take the money and use it for the developments. And the money that you use for super got to keep going back into the super account until you're 65 retirement age.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So what areas should we be looking at the moment?
At the moment, the areas that are really growing and rezoning is like Melville, and then you've got South Lake, North Lake, and all the areas around the Coburn area.
Oh, really?
Yep. And so some of the around the Fremantle too. So it depends on where it's recently rezoned, which you can actually check with your shire.
Okay. Is it common knowledge when a property is advertised for sale, is it advertised with it that it's been recently rezoned?
If it's advertised as potential, meaning you got to do your own homework, that's where you will buy the land at subject to whatever conditions you need to know, like due diligence, council approving and things like that. But if you're looking at just to buy a development site which already have a DA approval, a development approval by the council, that will cost you slightly more than you just buying it as raw.
Now, if there is a property you're interested in, and it's not for sale, how would you go about approaching that?
Most probably would be just door knocking. Yeah, just straightforward door knocking. If the seller invites you to his house, have coffee and show your interest, and it's up to the seller, because it'd be more private if it's not advertised.
Right.
Or even just drop a note in his letterbox, and if he's keen, he will contact you.
Okay. So is it important to have a good relationship with a property developer if you're not familiar with this type of investment strategy?
Yeah, it's good to check around and get someone to refer you, someone who already have experience with the developer or the builder, and that's where you take them on board, not something that you're just not sure, you don't know them, and you're just going according to the pitch that the builder is telling you. You need some people to tell you that he's good.
Right. And how do you find out that? Is there a body we can go to?
Yes, you can go to the Association of Builders, yep,
right,
and do the checking on the builder.
Now, if you wanted to undertake a big project like this and it was your first one, it's not just the purchasing of the land and the council approvals. What else? What do we do after that?
You can actually appoint a project manager and he will manage the whole thing from the day you buy your block, construction and selling. He will overlook the whole thing. So there's people who specialize in that area.
Do you have any tips for our listeners if they're thinking about going down this road in choosing a good project manager?
Yep, I think if you go into the Association of Builders and also check if there is anyone that they can refer on project management. Otherwise, sometimes you see some projects are being constructed, you can approach the person who's on site.
So is this a very smart wealth creation strategy?
Yes, it is. Yes. Because no matter where the market is, if you buy your land cheap today and you get out of that development in about 20 months, if it's a triplex or a duplex, it's 20 months. If you build apartments, it's 2 years. If you know how much you're going to get out of that upfront, then you will definitely continue doing it.
So is that what you would recommend if you're looking at this? A triplex, you're looking at 20 months?
Yeah, for someone to start, it's better to have less risk and do the smaller and slowly grow from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely triplex is the way to go.
What if we're talking about a renovation on an old home?
Renovation on the whole home depends on the budget and the size of the land.
Mm.
Yeah, if you get a 3x2 villa, normally a decent quality, it would be about 180,000
to do a full redevelopment on that home.
Yeah.
Okay. What if there was a really old grand home that had been let run down in a really good area? What could you expect? 2 stories? What could you expect? Are you sort of thinking that you need to put a few hundred thousand into that?
Yes, you would. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You would need at least $150,000.
And if we're talking about a long-term strategy, you mentioned villa, existing home that's been renovated, or a from-scratch development.
Yep.
What would you get a better return from?
The villas are in high demand at the moment because a lot of people are downsizing and there's less management, like no garden and things like that. So single people, that'd be great. Some people just don't like the apartment, so they have a bit of land, a good driveway on a decent block of land. Villas is the way to go, or a double-story townhouse.
Okay, wonderful. Is there anything else that we need to know that we don't know?
Most importantly, you've got to do your due diligence. Yep, due diligence and council, Shire are the best people to give you all the information you need.
If you're not very good at doing that, your own due diligence, is it the same project manager you would go to do that for you?
Yes. You can actually approach a surveyor.
Right.
Yeah. For the first start, is a surveyor. He will do the surveying for you and tell you what you can and can't do and the progress and the timing and the costing. Yep, surveyor to start off.
Is there a best time, you know, to start this strategy for your retirement, you know, or does it really not matter?
It doesn't matter at all, no. If you're doing something small, which is less risk, and you're in and out of the project in 17 months, the construction, the subdivision, and the selling, and then you continue duplicating. If you buy the land cheap, you sell cheap. You buy the land high, you sell high. So in that 17 months, the property market is not going to go down too much, besides 2 or 3%.
Right, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on Local Business Focus. Monica Kaur from MKS Property Investments and Developments, proud station sponsor.